Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
Point of View with myself, Pamela Motene, is coming to you live from 1862 at Nick's Nest. It's a restaurant collaboration hosted by Standard Bank during the National Arts Festival 2025. Stay tuned to hear me chat to some of the 2025 Standard Bank Young Artist Award winners.
You're listening to Point of View, coming to you live from the National Arts Festival with Standard Bank at Nick's Nest on African Street in Makanda. Standard Bank, championing African artistry.
We come into you live from Makanda at the National Arts Festival. We'll continue talking to various artists in a short while, but we want to just touch base on what has been happening in some clinics. We are told that there are groups of people, some by Operation Dudula, and other groups of people who've been stopping people from accessing healthcare at various clinics. Now, the Human Rights Commission has been very concerned about these groups. On the line with us is Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, Sandra Makaosha. Thank you so much for making time for us, Ms. Makaosha. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you to the listeners for inviting us over.
Maybe let's just start by highlighting what actually has been happening on the ground.
So the Human Rights Commission has noted that we have civic society organizations taking the law onto their hands by not allowing foreigners and immigrants from having access to healthcare facilities. So this would be clinics as well as hospitals.
And how are they doing this? You know, do we know for sure how do they deny people access?
In some cases, they announce at the gates and are not allowing them inside by saying that those who don't have documents may not be allowed to enter. Those who still have documents but are from particular countries based on their nationality are not allowed to access those facilities. In some cases, based on the video footage that we've seen medical practitioners also then not providing people with the services that are required.
So are we saying that staff itself in these clinics themselves are denying people health care?
In some of the footages that we've seen, yes, some of the staff members are doing so.
And have these people been reported, particularly the staff?
In respect of the complaint that we have received, it's not necessarily the staff. We received complaints in respect of the civic organizations such as Operation Dudula, who has been at the hospitals and clinics, not allowing them to enter the premises.
And, I mean, has there been any violence at all? Do we know?
At this current moment, we have not been advised or seen any violence, but we are noting that there is escalation and there is tension where people are, you know, there is that tension that I'm entitled to enter and others are saying no. So, but there is no violence. Police have been present in some of these footages that we've seen.
How widespread are these incidences?
We've noted that they started in Gauteng, but it's also spread across other provinces. So we have seen that there is an increase.
Do we know how long ago, you know, they started this campaign? Because I am hearing it's gradually getting momentum, but do we know how long ago they started?
We are not aware of when it started, but we do acknowledge that it's now spread, not only in terms of hospitals and clinics, but also then, you know, I think it started with the issue of hijacked buildings and cleaning up Gauteng, and now it's spread to health facilities.
Has the Human Rights Commission engaged the health department at all?
Not in regards to this particular issue, but however, we have engaged the Department of Health in respect to the poor infrastructure or the systematic issues that are the primary cause of some of the complaints that we received.
And what was the response?
We have received action plans from respective MECs across the provinces. In respect of Limpopo, we received action plans, so we are receiving them. However, the difficulty around these action plans and the response we always receive is the lack of funding to finalize these action plans timelessly.
So is there a plan in place then to deal with your concerns currently, particularly the ones of you know, lack of access to people who some groups are saying should not be getting access because of their nationalities?
Currently, currently we are waiting and monitoring the situation before we come in and, you know, make things. We need to observe what is happening so that we have a systematic answer to it. We have made our submissions in the case that was against operations, and we're waiting for that judgment. We're hoping that through legal processes, we can then ensure South Africans understand and respect the rule of law.
Well, really appreciate you talking to us, and obviously we'll wait to see what actions you take as the South African Human Rights Commission. And thank you so much for bringing our attention to this. Sandra Mukausha is a commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, as she is very concerned about some of the groups that are stopping people from accessing healthcare. There are reports that some of these groups are the likes of Operation Tudula, but we will ourselves try and get to the Department of Health to see what plans they have in place to try and, you know, deal with the situation as it stands.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.